From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, incent. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, May 12th, 2008. Incent. This is a word uttered by Carly Fiorina. She's working on John McCain's campaign as an advisor. She used to be the big head honcho at HP. And she uttered this word on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Not just once. She likes this verb.
Okay, let's listen.
Spur innovation in this area, as well as to incent companies to do better. We have to incent innovation so that we are building these new green technologies. We have to incent innovation around things like clean coal. And by the way, we also have to incent innovation around nuclear power.
Now, I kind of like that.
Okay.
To incent.
I, for one, am incensed over incent. I know language is a living, breathing thing, but we have to nip this thing in the bud right now. The corporate babble, the corporate bureau speak cannot take hold in the American marketplace of ideas. Whoa. Otherwise, we'll be liaising and dialoguing when we should be meeting and talking.
As someone who appreciates the different machinations of the English language, I actually was very surprised that this so irks you.
Well, I don't want to be one of those people who say, it's not a verb. I mean, it's not in any dictionaries. It is a verb. I just think it's a lazy way of talking. It's just that business speak that we don't need to have more of. Plain speaking. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Plain talking.
Plain talking.
The arugula of talk, I say. Speaking of politics, or speaking of speaking,
we're going to talk with Jim VandeHei, editor-in-chief over at Politico.com, to do our usual weekly Monday morning political wrap-up of what happened over the weekend. Also, lots of talk about Hillary's nomination being a mathematical impossibility. But is it really? We're going to find out.
The designers of an arena in St. Louis tried to do a good thing by putting in more toilets in the women's restrooms. It turns out, may have been against the law.
And sports with Bill Wolf. We tried to give this man the day off, I swear. They just had a baby last week. We said, Bill, you're going to be busy. You don't have time to do sports. He's like, no, I'm fine. I can totally do sports. We're going to give him a hard time, and we'll talk a little NBA and other sports. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute, but first.
Just like a bomb dropped out of the sky and hit and just destroyed everything in its path.
That's how people are describing the tornadoes and severe storms that ripped through parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Georgia, and North Carolina over the weekend, killing at least 22 and injuring hundreds more. That was Lieutenant George Brown from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol speaking in Pitcher, Oklahoma, where the death toll has reached 7, according to the Tulsa World newspaper.
Frank Morris from member station KCUR was also in Pitcher yesterday. He spoke to NPR while seeking cover from residual winds by ducking behind an uprooted tree that had two cars stuck in it. Here's how he described the scene.
Trees just shredded. Everybody's little tiny bits of everybody's lives is just muddy and dirty and spread out all over the place.
But Morris says folks in Pitcher are trying to stay positive.
People here are really, I think, maybe still in shock. People are very, very friendly. If you go up and talk to people, you know, picking through the absolute complete destruction of their house with everything they own, chewed up and spit out on their front yard. They just act like nothing's going on, and you know, they talk about how maybe this is God's plan for Pitcher, and they're just amazingly friendly.
Brandy Garcia, who lives in Pitcher, says she could barely recognize her own hometown.
Looks like an atomic bomb went off. When I walked up here yesterday to find my mom, I had to walk 2 miles because I couldn't get in here. And when I went around the corner, I didn't know where I was at.
For the town of Pitcher, it was another in a long series of bad breaks. The lead and zinc mines that once made the town booming, they closed down decades ago. Now, leftover waste has turned the area into an environmental disaster and a Superfund site. In recent years, most families have left, taking advantage of state and federal buyouts. The population has dwindled from about 20,000 in the mid-20th century to about 800 people now.
Residents of Pitcher weren't the only victims of the weekend's twisters. At least 14 of the 22 deaths were in southwest Western Missouri. And as of last night, there are still 70,000 Georgians without power. Yesterday, President Bush offered his prayers to those affected and promised help from the federal government.
The current tornado season, which has seen a total of 47 twisters and a death toll of 98, is the deadliest this decade and could become the worst in U.S. history since tornado records began in 1950.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.